Mini-episode 1048 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You'll want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge, mini episode 1048. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our Week 6 preview for the 2018 NFL season. We went 8-6-1 last week, bringing us to 36-36-5 on the season. It was a bloodbath on the supposedly stronger picks, 0-3 on the Big 3 and 0-1 on the lock, making us 6-9 and 3-2 on those respectively. Philly is in for a huge test about how much trouble they're in at the Meadowlands Thursday night, laying a field goal. Spoiler alert, not much trouble in such a weak division, and certainly not enough to make them vulnerable here when they probably feel that it's a must-win game. On Sunday, two old AFC West rivals get to relive the old days when the Seahawks visit Oaktown, laying 2.5 down from 3. Classic get-well opportunity for Seattle. The 85 Bears will be screaming for vengeance when their descendants visit South Beach, laying 3.5 up from 2. Ryan Tannehill should get to make Khalil Mack have to count to 3 Mississippi as Miami will get rolled. Here's two more former division rivals, the Colts and Jets, hooking up in East Rutherford, with the home side laying 1 down from 3.5. We saw the Jets bouncing back last week, but 2 weeks in a row seems too much to ask from them right now. Two teams who are both looking for their first Super Bowl win who won't find it this year battle on the Gulf Coast with the Texans laying 11 to the Bills. There's no way that Buffalo shows up 2 weeks in a row and they'll get curb stomped. The reeling Falcons have their backs to the wall at home against the similarly desperate Bucks laying a field goal down from 3.5. Atlanta's made us look dumb calling for the bounce back a few times, but never fear, it comes here. When's the last time the Bengals and Steelers played a game in which the Natty was riding higher? Well, it'll happen at Paul Brown's yard on Sunday with the home team as short faves, 1 down from 2.5. It's a chance for Cincinnati to take a dominant lead in the North, but given their history in this rivalry and Pittsburgh's cockroach-like history of staying alive, don't bet on it. Since the Vikings have already shown this year that they sleep on the dregs of the league, they best be popping no-dos for this visit from the Cardinals, who are getting 11.5 up from 10.5. Not only will they show up, this one's going to be as gruesome as your average chainsaw flick. The Rams have one of the league's best offenses. Not too many years ago, the Broncos did. LA's laying 7.5 up from a touchdown on the road. Denver's not set up right now to give them a real challenge. The Titans will try to avenge their loss in the 2000 AFC Championship game when they are getting 2.5 from Baltimore in a game that started as a pick'em. Both teams are coming in off of tough losses, but right now, the Ravens are the more dependable of the two teams. It's a potential AFC Championship game preview on Sunday night in Foxborough when the Pats lay a field goal down from 3.5. The Chiefs right now are nothing if not a live dog, but that aspect feels like a trap assumption. Lay the points. On Monday night, a great playoff rivalry from the 90s resumes when the Niners come to Lambeau, getting 10.5 up from 9. Wrong place, wrong time for Frisco. Now for the Big 3. The new America's team, the Browns, hosts the only team that Hugh Jackson ever beat in his two previous seasons on the North Coast, the Chargers, in a pick'em game. Cleveland's a trendy pick these days, but they're stepping up too much in weight class right here. Passions will be inflamed all along the Mid-Atlantic corridor as the Panthers come north to D.C. in a pick'em game that started with Carolina laying 1. On a short week, the Redskins aren't remotely ready for the Panther D. Now for the 1,000-star gold-plated lock of the millennium for NFL Week 6. It's a war for the heart of the Sun Belt when the Jags come to Dallas laying a field goal up from 1. Spoiler alert, this will not be the week that the Cowboys figure out their offensive issues. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.